Welcome back to this 2020 podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we are speaking to an amazing actress, dancer, model. Her name is Christina, and let's just get her on the phone and let's see what she has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Christina, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. So you're an actor, a model, and a dancer, correct?
Yes.
Wow. I had this friend. They spent $250,000 on their daughter's ballet, Russian Train. Spent the money, but she got older and she didn't have the body for it. Tell us about that, like how important that is.
I think the issue is mostly here in America because the training here is really expensive. In Ukraine, we normally have really strict standards with that. They normally would not accept you to the school if you don't have a specific body type. Mm-hmm. So by the time you get accepted, people already see potential in you.
But since you were trained for so long, you still have all those moves today, right?
Yes, I do. I trained on the daily and then I keep training, keep stretching myself on the daily because, you know, you can lose all the abilities really quick, especially when you get older. Your muscles are not the same, but I try to maintain it as much as I can, of course.
Oh my God, that's funny because when I looked on your special skills, it says flexible. I'm like, oh, she's flexible. That means she's a good management of her time. She can be here. I go, wait a minute. I think she means like body parts. She's flexible.
Yeah, but I mean, like you really need to maintain it.
And you did that since you were like 2 years old, right?
I started dancing when I was like 3 and a half.
Wow.
My mom signed me to this like little studio that we had in my town. And I mean, I started doing ballet when I was a bit older. I think I was like maybe 6 or 7. I've been dancing my entire life. I literally started dancing before I probably learned how to properly walk.
Wow. So the video Savages, over 100,000 views, one take, no edits.
Nope.
Wow. It's pretty impressive.
Thank you.
Where are you? What's in the background?
That's actually the Rocky step. That's where the Rocky movie was filmed.
Dun, 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 dun,
yeah. Yeah, I needed a lot of space to dance. And it was such a cold weather too when we filmed it. And the camera guy, Jake, we actually worked in a movie together with him and he was a director. It's called Arcadia. We froze to death. So we were like, okay, we're going to do one take, no cuts. We're going to get through this. He had to go back and forth and back and forth with like a heavy camera. And Jake was like, oh my God, I thought this will never end. This was forever. But it's like a standard 3 minute dance, you know? That's like how if you don't do ballet, it's kind of like normally how long the choreographies would be. In ballet, it's like a 1 hour long theater play, literally. You have to act out and dance too, and for 1 hour.
I mean, it was 4 minutes. It was crazy. It's longer than a boxing round.
But it was worth it though. He was incredible. He made it look really cinematic.
Right.
And we really did not do much editing to it. The only editing we really did was the color correction, and he added his signature like purplish sky. I don't know if you noticed it had like a purple vibe to it.
I did. It's nice. Yeah, I liked it because I was going to ask you like, how did he get the camera to do that? Because it was like smooth for one take with no cuts. It was smooth. I was like, okay, it can't be like, you know, one of those drones. So it must be something attached to his body. But there was no jerky motions. It was smooth. I loved it. Everything was great.
Oh, thank you.
Well, actually, let's back up. Besides dancing, like what attracted you to the acting, or is the acting in something new?
My entire life, I kind of knew that I will do either dancing or acting or both. And since, like I said, ballet is really theatrical. You need to act out. You need to know how to act in order to pull off a great performance.
Right. That's true.
So I basically did like two things simultaneously, which is dancing and acting because of ballet.
Well, in that video that we just talked about, you were lip syncing to it as well. So you were like acting, you were dancing, and it was great. It kind of reminded me of like, if I had to say like a character or like even in medieval times, I would have to say like the dragon.
Oh, thank you.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's like the whole point of the song. Like you kind of have to be a savage. The song is in Korean and the lyrics goes, "Uribi tak song," which means I'm the savage. So you kind of got to work through it and just like, you know, okay, I know I'm good. Like, watch me. How you like that?
I know, right? But I also kind of thought about Michael Jackson a little bit with some of the moves.
Michael,
you know?
Jackson. Yeah, I love Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
He's a huge inspiration.
So on a lot of your pictures I'm looking at, you know, I see you have like dark hair and then you had red hair, but early on you were a blonde,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's not my natural hair.
Yeah?
But yeah, I was blonde at one point, yeah. But I had all sorts of hair. I had pink hair, I had red hair.
And I saw the red hair. A lot of different colors of red.
Yeah, all sorts of shades.
Blondes don't have more fun in your case, right?
Oh, yeah. I did not have more fun. I don't know. And you know, it's a lot of maintenance to it too. I would probably do it again only like for like the shoot or something, but it's too much work.
Every 6 weeks or 8 weeks, my wife's the same way. We have to go, you know, to a certain place to keep it all up, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, she shops at thrift stores and she gets brand name clothing because we live out here in LA. So all the rich people, they donate all their stuff and she'll go to the thrift stores and it's like brand new designer. She's like, look online, $105 for these jeans. Look, $6.
Wow.
And on there's stories like that all the time. So she wears the nice stuff, but she just doesn't pay for it.
Oh my God, I wish.
Hey, who do people tell you that you look like an actress?
I think I get the most like Keira Knightley for some reason.
Oh yeah.
I even got this from my friends. And then also there's this Korean singer, Seulgi. At one point people told me that I kind of resemble her. I don't think we're a look-alike. I think what people more mean is we had a similar vibe.
Oh, that's good.
Because I think looking like someone and having the same vibe is like two different things. Mostly if like looks wise, for some reason I get Keira Knightley. I think like I have a specific type of face.
Yeah, it's a friendly face. Like I know her. What does she play on? I don't know. Is that Rachel Bilson? You know who she is, Rachel Bilson?
No, I don't know who that is.
Okay, she used to be on the OC. So Instagram, 64,000 followers. How's that possible?
I started my Instagram like really early before it was like mainstream. I probably was around there since like 2012, 2013. And I started posting like ballet videos. And since the Instagram was like so new, some ballet pages that got more following, they would repost my stuff. Then moving forward with time, I kind of had my YouTube face. So I would do some YouTube videos. And I think here in America, I got like my most of the following from my modeling jobs. Like I did some campaigns and people got through there. But I think nowadays following isn't as important. Like no matter how many followers you get, it just depends what kind of job you're gonna get for that. Like I don't think it affects you getting jobs. If you have a lot of following, it doesn't necessarily mean that you definitely will get a good job.
Right. That is absolutely true. Wow. So can you speak some Russian for us?
Yes, of course. What do you want me to say? Like anything?
Yeah, just anything. Tell me like what's going to be happening with you in the future. And then you'll tell us in English.
Всем привет, ребята. У меня в этом году будет выходить аж 3 фильма. Я очень надеюсь, что вы будете их смотреть и вам они понравятся. Один из фильмов — это Аркадия. Мы снимали в Исландии. Это очень крутой проект. И один полнометражный фильм и один документальный фильм. И обязательно подписывайтесь на Actors 2020 подкаст, и Джонни самый лучший.
Wow. Sounded great.
Thank you. I basically said that I have 3 movies coming out this year. One is Arcadia. We filmed in Iceland.
Oh, yeah.
And then one full feature film and then another documentary. And to look forward to those and check them out. And then I also said to subscribe to Actors 2020 podcast and that Johnny is amazing.
That's awesome. Do you have representation now? Or like, how are you getting all those acting jobs?
Okay, literally all the jobs I had, I did my own research and I found them myself. I only recently got a representation.
Wow.
My entire time I had like nobody. I had to figure everything out on my own and, you know, kind of building up the resume. The only times I kind of like had an agent or like something close to an agent were like production managers. Like let's say I did the Journeys campaign. I had a girl named Nicole and she was managing the whole process, but it was only for that certain period of time and only for that project.
Right.
I literally sent like my stuff to like 3 agencies and like one of them responded really quick and I got signed with them.
That's great. That's the Joy Talent Agency?
Yes, yes.
Wow. So it sounds like, you know, the COVID thing's going to calm down. We're going to get through the holidays. 2021, you're ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, I can't wait.
So when did you get here in America? You say you were born in the Ukraine. How old were you when you left?
The first time I came to America, I was like in 4th grade.
Okay.
Because I came here because my family lives here too. We were coming back and forth and like I would live here for 2 months and then go back to Ukraine. But I finally moved here when I was 13 because I had my ballet school here.
Okay. Do you have dual citizenship? You can go back to the Ukraine back and forth?
Yes. Yes, I have a Ukrainian citizenship and American citizenship.
Right. You're going to be going back in 2021. What you're going to do, so because it's probably will be big in the Ukraine, you get any type of speaking part down here and they show that in Ukraine, they're going to say, oh my God, look at her. And then you're going to go back and they're going to put you as a lead in like a Ukrainian film and you'll be a big star over there. And then you can come back over here and get on a TV series. So you come here, do some bit parts, guest starring, co-starring, go there, become a star. Then you come back here and you're a star here. So I use that to my advantage. Spanish.
That's a really good idea.
No, really.
You know, my mom actually told me this. When I was about 5 years old, we went to like someone's birthday party and I was acting like Jack Sparrow and just playing around, being goofy. And this man comes up to my mom and it turned out actually that he was a really big film director in Ukraine. Uh-huh. He said to my mom, "Is that your daughter?" And my mom was like, "Yeah, she's going to be an actress one day." And like, it's so funny, like looking back now that I'm still trying to pursue this career.
That's kind of cool. He was so funny when he was always drunk. He's like, "We're out of rum and the boat's going down." He's like, "Apparently there's a leak." Do you know your Chinese astrology? You're a dragon, right?
No, I'm a tiger.
That fits you pretty well, though. Hey, so in Ukraine, they speak Russian or is there a different language? Is there a Ukrainian language as well?
Yeah, we have Ukrainian. People think it's the same language, like Russian and Ukrainian, but it's not. And
okay.
I think why a lot of people there can speak two languages is because, you know, in USSR, the main language was Russian and certain regions, they would have their own language there. And since, you know, our grandparents, they spoke two languages, like our parents were taught to speak two languages and so is we. And that's how a lot of people in Ukraine nowadays know two languages. And like my mom, she's an English professor. So I was taught English too growing up. So I was taught three languages. And I think it's like a European thing a priori.
Yeah,
the more languages you know, the better. And even in school in Ukraine, we studied two additional languages, which were French and Dutch. I barely remember any Dutch, but I do speak some French, like conversational French, and I can read a lot.
Yeah, spelling of your name's interesting. I've never seen it spelt like that.
I know. That's a funny story, actually. In Ukraine, my name is actually pronounced like Kristina. It's like a traditional way, but my mom didn't like it. She wanted me to be called Christina. But my grandma liked the traditional way. So when they went to do like a birth certificate, my grandma wrote K-R-Y-S-T-Y-N-A instead of K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A in order to look and sound a bit more traditional. And my mom hated it at first, but then she actually ended up really liking it. She liked the way it looked and it was really unique.
Well, that's great. But you don't ever have trouble getting your internet movie database page or your website because nobody has that name.
I know. Even my last name, even in Ukraine, is really unique. I've never met any person with the same last name as I do in Ukraine.
Say your first and last name.
Christina Ersta.
Because I was looking at it. My wife was here and she goes, "Johnny, it's Christina." I'm like, okay. It kind of confused me a little bit with no vowels. With only one vowel on there. So what advice would you have to somebody getting into this business, no matter where they are in the world?
I think to just have a lot of patience. You will not get booked right away and there's nothing wrong with you. I know a lot of people are like, "Oh my God, is it me? Like, am I not good enough?" What you need to do is to have this mentality that there's always somebody better than you, to kind of see your enemy as a lion also who might be stronger than you are, but it should not stop you from being you, because at the end of the day, authenticity is what sells, because it can and will go slow for you. And some people can book one role and it will be their breakout role, but it's minority. Majority is working hard, and you never know when your big breakthrough will happen or if it will even happen.
I know. And when it does, they're like, "Who is this guy?" And you look, they've been busting their ass for 10 or 20 years.
Yeah, it's like, "I was working. Finally, this happened."
You know, because everybody in the industry knows who they are, but and then you just get that one role and then it's a breakout. Then you have to parlay it and live below your means, because the money won't be coming in forever for some of
you. Yeah, I totally agree. I do.
Awesome. So, hey, where online would be the best place to find out more information about you?
Most of the time, my username is Tina Ersta, T-I-N-A-U-R-S-T-A. Or you can Google me or go on IMDb and search Christina Ersta, K-R-Y-S-T-Y-N-A, and then my last name, U-R-S-T-A. And you will get to see all the information you might need. You can go to joytalent.com and then search my name, and then you will get all the info for booking.
Yeah, on her Instagram page, she has links to all of it. Because I remember that is new. I was going, "She must have just got this agent, because I don't remember anything about that."
Exactly. Like I told you, it was literally this week.
Wow. So just to be clear, you are not a Ukrainian spy based in the USA.
We will never know.
Okay. That's what it said on Instagram. So I'm like, no, but then I was saying, if she was caught and she was giving away secrets, hey, she disclosed it. It was right there. You didn't lie.
Some people really believe that I'm actually a spy because they get like DMs. "Oh my God, are you really a spy?" And I'm like, no. Or, I mean, like, you will never know.
Hey, so scrolling down through some of your pictures on Instagram, it seems like I think you could actually play Asian.
Oh, really?
Do you think so? I mean, it looks like you have some features that you could actually play that.
You know, a funny thing about me in Siberia, you know how people look there, yes, right? They're Asian. And my grandma, she is from Siberia, so she looks completely Asian. And I have a lot of Asian blood from my mom's side. A lot of times people would ask me, like, are you mixed? And I'm like, well, technically not, but I have a lot of blood mixed in with me from both sides of my families. From my mom's, it's a lot of Asian blood, like Turkish and stuff. And from my father's side, it's a lot of European, like Polish, Bulgarian, mm-hmm, from all over Europe, honestly. And like my mom has a lot of blood from, yeah, Asia.
Oh, I'm looking at a picture right now. You're wearing this little white thing. And if I didn't see all those other pictures, I would say, oh wow, she's Asian for sure.
Really?
But then you see other pictures and that means you have a lot of looks. We know you can do blonde. Now we know you can do Asian. And now you know you can do exactly the way you look.
Yeah. I actually had a stylist that I worked on set and she was Japanese. At that time, I had like a darker, like black almost. It's really similar to what I have, like brown color right now with bangs. And then she like asked me like, are you mixed with? And I'm like, no.
So wrapping up here, is there anything else you'd like to say or promote before we go?
Well, I mean, I guess look forward for my upcoming movies. Look forward for Acadia. It's coming out really soon. It was shot in, uh-huh, Iceland. It's really beautiful. The team is incredible. And our sound design guy actually worked for Star Wars. So he was, wow, editing sound for them as well. Steven Campana. I hope I pronounced his last name right, but he's an incredible guy. And everybody who worked in the movie, Jake Martin, Phil, and everybody else. And look forward for my other projects that are coming really soon too. You can follow my journey and like my social media.
Hey, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to enlighten my audience. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, there you have it.
Christina Ersta.
If you like more information, just go to Instagram and type in TINAURSTA. If you look at it, it looks like Tina, you are a star. That wraps up season 3. Season 4 starts Friday, actors2020podcast.com. For more information, bye-bye. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm Johnny Keith, your host. Now we're going to end this episode, like we end every episode, with something called The Lesson. Because life is a bitch. Gee, really? Why don't you tell me something I don't already know? Because everywhere I go, people tell me what to do. Hey, go to church, go to school, you treat me like a fool. Now, I don't need religion, culture, or class. You don't like that fact, well, you can kiss my ass. Yeah, I'm white and I rap. You got a problem with that? Loosen up and don't be so uptight. Take it easy, E. We got the whole night. Yes, I'm psyched. I'm ready to get the show on the road. I don't want to stop because I just might explode. I'll tell you what, home slice. I'm twice as nice than any bad boy rapper called Vanilla Ice. My lesson, yeah, it's hip. In case you didn't know what I'm here to inform ya, I'm better than snow. I don't moonwalk or dunk like these Michael J's, but I can hold my own. You hear what I say? Now listen, learn, cause here comes the lesson. Lesson 1. Everybody sit down, JK is gonna take you for a ride uptown. Yo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path careful, you're the only one to blame. Now when it comes to pot, crack, tweak, or blow, stick to the rules and just say no. Because you're young, you're eager, you want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up the booty, cause they'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul is somewhere on the shelf, and you're walking through the streets now talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson 1, it's time for lesson 2. You have a choice, and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star, but for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the hell does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a 5 line and under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello, I'm cast in a pilot. My life spun out of control just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to hell with this old man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yeah, final lesson here, of course it's number 3. Now remember, I'm an actor, to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottle. I'm back
go my feet now, revving my throttle on the climb to the top. It's the same old games. Now I'm kicking ass and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, that was a long, hard crawl. But it was all worth it. I'm a box office draw. Opportunity was there when I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion. You can be like me, enjoying fame and fortune. Boom. That's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Peace out. Thank you for tuning in to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. Until the next episode. Bye-bye.